And things off to Morley Scott and Dave Campbell. They've got some action in the dressing room.
All right, thanks, Brendan. We're going to go downstairs. Defensive lineman Thomas Costigan joins us now. Thomas, that to me, watching that game, it doesn't make sense. You guys did a lot of things right. The stats show that you did a lot of things right, but for some reason, you come out in the wrong end of the scoreboard. Just give me your thoughts on what you saw tonight.
Yeah, Winnipeg is a good football team. I think they did the small things right tonight. We had some stupid mistakes in all three phases, and I think that's why they came out on top. They're a dynasty for a reason, and they're going to do those small things right, and next time we got to make sure we do them right.
You got to play well to win games. You got to play really well to beat a good team like the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Do you feel you guys took some steps tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw a lot of toughness out there, honestly. Showed we can hang with the best, and honestly, we should be beating the best. So it's a lot to look forward to, but right now we just need to get back on the high horse and grind it out.
Sorry, Thomas. I was going to say that, you know, time of possession was in your favor, and then the Bombers on that scoring drive, I don't know if you know what it was, but it was 9.5 minutes out on the field. Describe that drive and just how difficult it was to get off the field.
Yeah, it sucks. That was the drive with the roughing the punter, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow. I'm sure if you look at the stats and see how many drives a defense will get roughing the punter, I'm sure there's a high percentage of scoring in that. So it's tough to do that. I'm not saying it's Mac's fault by any means, but we got to be able to come out with strong emotionally after we get a penalty like that and get a 2-and-out. But we weren't able to do that, and it made it a 14-point game, and it's a hard return to make.
Tell me about the focus for yourself over the bye week and getting ready to come back after and try and win some more football games here.
Yeah, kicking myself in the foot for that play. I missed the football instead of a strip sack, so I don't know. I got to be better seeing the football and be able to get that out. Sacks only come so often, and when you get an opportunity like that, I don't know. So I'm going to be hating myself for a while here, but going to have to turn it around and see how we can get better.
Thanks for your time, Thomas. Appreciate it. Enjoy your bye week.
Thank you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.